This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio Indy. I'm Kent Blanford. In studio with me, Bridget Eyre.
Hello, good to be with you, everyone.
We have a great topic this morning, a couple of great guests. And Bridget, I'm going to let you do the introductions.
Well, this topic is extremely timely in the times that we're living right now. We're going to be talking about combating evil. We're going to be talking about Our Lady and healing. Our guests today are David Proctor. He is the associate leader of the Flame of Love here in Indiana. And also we're going to be joining us also is internationally known and charismatic exorcist priest, Father Jim Blount of the Society of Our Lady of the Most Holy Trinity. So they are with us via phone. Welcome to Faith in Action, guys.
Thank you, Bridget.
Now,
Thank you very much.
Let's start out with, and I'm going to ask this to be kind of a quick answers because we got a lot to cover today. Tell us a little bit, Father, about the Society of Our Lady of the Most Holy Trinity, which is your order that, or the society that you belong to. Tell us a little bit about that.
Thank you. Well, we're more like a family. We are a religious community in the Holy Catholic Church, and we were founded in 1958 on July the 16th, so our feast day is coming up in just a few days. We love the Virgin Mary with all of our hearts, and every member of our community, that's priests and nuns and deacons and brothers and lay people, all of us do the consecration of St. Louis de Montfort, every single, including our teenagers. We give ourselves completely to Jesus through Mary. Our founder is Father Jim Flanagan, and he was given the vision of our community while he was in the seminary. So it's a fully approved order, but now we're in the process of being approved by the Vatican to be internationally approved. We are all over the world. So we are a society of apostolic life, and hopefully very soon of pontifical right. Right now we're of diocesan right.
And you're based
all over the world, and we have all the vocations. We work as a family team.
Yeah, it's
so
really.
Here we have other members besides myself here in Georgia.
Yeah, so yeah, you're there in the Atlanta region, roughly, right? You're in Covington, Georgia?
That's right.
Is that right? And now, you are actually a trained exorcist. Tell us what that is, and then I want to talk a little bit about the ways that we can protect ourselves from the devil's influence. So talk about what an exorcist is, because that's a little different than anybody can say maybe a prayer of deliverance or a St. Michael the Archangel prayer, but talk about what you exactly are.
Well, when it comes to the battles with the evil spirit, there are various levels with which and in which he can attack us. Everyone receives attacks at the lowest level, and that's called temptation. But then there's another level called infestation, then obsession, all the way to partial possession and full possession. So there are many levels of attacks from the enemy. It's like if somebody was coming to attack me, and maybe he was just using his fist. Mm-hmm. But somebody else was coming around, and he had a knife. Mm-hmm. The third person, he has a pistol. And the fourth one has a machine gun. And the fifth one has a bazooka. Mm-hmm. Well, those are different levels of attack. The same thing with the evil spirit. He can attack us in different ways at different levels. So one of the strictest, one of the most difficult levels is when he has possession of the body of the person who's being attacked. And it's a little bit spooky, you might say, to sort of get used to it, because when the devil has full control of a person, they can begin speaking in a different voice, and they can even, like, levitate off the ground, and other very strange, dramatic things can happen. It is illustrative, though. It's beautiful in this sense. You get to see how evil Satan really is. He truly hates the human race, and he hates every one of us. And when you see him working through someone, the evil spirit, he comes across as so nasty, so dirty. He's so ugly. He hates us in every way. So one advantage of having possessions to see them or to experience them is to see just how real Satan really is and just how hateful he really is. But to deal with those higher levels of contact with the evil spirit requires special graces and special prayers. It can be dangerous, because the devil can literally physically attack you through the person who's possessed and even kill you. And so we're dealing with some very serious realities here. And that's why the priest has to be well-trained when he deals with someone who may be possessed or partially possessed. He usually has a team with him, even for physical protection. But the most important aspect is to be a man of prayer and have a team that's a team of prayer. We have to be men and women who fast, who have strong faith, who trust completely Jesus, and trust completely the Virgin Mary. We have to take authority over the evil spirit that's wounding, harming, hurting the fellow Christian. Because it can be so serious, and because it also can mimic mental illness,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes certain symptoms of mental illness can mimic a demonic possession. We have to be very careful before we come to the conclusion, oh, this person is possessed.
Mm-hmm.
I've had that interpretation given to me, I would say, just in the last 2 months, I would say at least 20 times, I've had references of, Father, you need to pray over this person who's possessed. And not one of them was possessed. Not one of the 20. And so to be very careful about giving that diagnosis, let the priest do that. Let the trained exorcist do that. They may well be under attack. But with possession, we need special tactics and special prayers. And the priest not only has to be well trained, he has to have the permission of his bishop, his ordinary, or the ordinary of the diocese where he may be. So the bishop himself has to look at the evidence and say, yes, Father, this is a serious case. You have my permission to go ahead. There is such a thing as having standing orders, where the exorcist priest will have the faculties of exorcism 24/7, where he doesn't really need to consult the bishop each time. If he has a lot of cases, that's too much. And so the bishop in certain dioceses, especially large dioceses, may well give the priest a standing order. He can take care of all the possessions in that area. And that's a little bit easier when you have a lot of cases to deal with. That was my situation down in Central America. And even now I'm on call for Central America and other places as well.
So you're actually going to be in the Indianapolis metro area. David, I want to get you in here to tell us a little bit about Father's trip to this area, where he's going to be, what he's going to talk about. So David Proctor, if you could give us a little bit about that.
Yeah, thank you, Bridget. Actually, on August 22nd and 23rd, we're inviting, and thankfully, Father Blunt has an opening. We're going to talk about, you know, how to deal with the family, especially in this crisis situation with the BLM and with, if you will, and with the COVID-19 and all those things that seem to be going against the family. So I think it's going to be very, very important for families to just get armed up and be ready for battle, if you will. And I know that Father will be speaking to that. Also, another area is for men to gear up, if you will. So we want to speak to our men and that they would actually be willing to step out and really take their roles as the saint, you know, Saint Joseph of the family, you know, and be more consecrated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, but to really be full men and take charge of their families. And
so, David,
by doing that, we're going to need it this age. This is an age where we're going to need all the faculties we can as a family.
So, David, is this going to take place? Where is this event happening? Is it like a 2-day retreat? Then, where is it happening?
It is okay. It's at St. Anne Catholic Church, and that's on the southwest part of Indianapolis, at 6350 South Mooresville Road. And we're actually going to put a tent up because we can't get enough people. And we're going to have facilities inside and outside, but that's the way it's going to work well with tents put up and chairs and all that. But we'll also have audio and visual on the inside and places for people to eat and all those kind of things. But the idea is to have a family event where both Saturday and Sunday that week. It happens to be the Queenship of Mary, so we know it's going to be a very powerful weekend. That Our Lady is the queenship of heaven and on earth. So each one of us, if we allow Our Lady to come into our lives, she'll be very powerful, especially through the flame of love, where she'll even give us more graces as she's requested from God the Father.
So now for people who are listening and they want to make sure that they go to this event, can they register at flameoflove-indiana.com? Is that where they can get more information?
Absolutely. Yeah, flameoflove-indiana.com or -indiana.com. Absolutely.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit, and we'll start back with you. We're talking with Father Jim Blount. He is an internationally known priest of healing, talking about Our Lady and combating evil. And we're also talking with David Proctor, who is an associate leader with the Flame of Love. We haven't actually covered the Flame of Love yet, and I will say that we're going to talk about that, but I'm going to also attach to this show on our podcast several previous shows that we've talked about the Flame of Love. But let's talk about it right now. But if you want to get a lot more detail about it, I think we have three shows on the books that we've done here at least that will give you a lot more detail about the founder and all that. But Father, tell us what the Flame of Love is and how it's going to help us deal with evil.
Well, the Flame of Love is, first of all, an approved movement of the Holy Catholic Church, approved for the whole world. It has to do with a set of locutions or messages that a Catholic visionary, received in Hungary during the last century, during the middle 1900s. It has to do with a power and a plan. God is all-powerful. You wouldn't know that today because right now it appears that Lucifer is reigning, that sin is reigning, and that's our own choice, that we as a culture, as a society, as a world, we've asked God to go out the back door, and we're throwing out the Ten Commandments. We're even locking up churches now so that people can't even go to church. So we've asked God to leave, and it makes the power of Satan appear to be much bigger than what it really is.
Mm-hmm.
What I would say to that is, if there's a devil in your house, ask Mother Mary to come in, because then he becomes a chihuahua. The devil becomes, instead of a gorilla, a chihuahua when Mary is in the house. So the devil, he deals in fantasy and phantasms. He likes to bark really loud and scare God's people. He does have some power, but he's anything but all-powerful. That's actually a blasphemy. Only God is all-powerful. And that power, he's given us a new way, you might say, to access his holy power through the Flame of Love. Our Lady explained that the Flame of Love is actually Jesus himself. That's the living life of Jesus in the heart of Mary in a profound and dynamic way where he actually reigns as king but loves us as brother, friend, and bridegroom. And so the Flame of Love is actually the life of Jesus himself, who is the co-equal Son of the Father. And so this is a way for, in a time like we are in now, it was designed for this time, when darkness is prevalent, for light to begin to shine again. When all is lost, call out to Jesus, call out to Mary, call out for the Flame of Love. It's his very power beating within our hearts and souls. That really is what the Flame of Love is, but with a new sparkle, a new charism for our time to literally destroy the work of the evil spirit. I've actually used the Flame of Love prayers within deliverances and exorcisms, and have been astounded, as someone who's been in this ministry for more than 40 years, astounded at the amazing results that happen when I use the Flame of Love prayers. It vanquishes the evil spirit.
We need to take a quick break. When we come back, David, we'll come back to you, and we'll have you talk a little bit about the Flame of Love from your perspective and what you do here in Indiana. And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back and talk some more about that. So stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Alexa, what's the weather forecast for today?
Alexa, what time is the Colts game today?
Alexa, remind me to pick up the dry cleaning tomorrow.
Has Alexa become a part of your daily routine? Then make sure that routine includes Alexa. Play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Quick, easy access to Catholic programming 24/7. Just say, Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Kent Blanford is in the studio with me. Though, Kent, you've been pretty quiet during this interview. We've got two great guests on the line. We're talking with Father Jim Blunt. He is an exorcist. He talks a lot about Mary, Our Lady, and healing. And we're also talking with David Proctor, who is the associate leader of the Flame of Love here in Indiana. And I want to go to you, David. Talk a little bit about what's going on locally with the Flame of Love. How can people find out about the Flame of Love in general?
Thank you, Richard. The website we mentioned just a moment ago is the flameoflove-indiana.com or flameoflove-indiana.com. We'll give you a lot of information. We'll give you areas, parishes that have an active clinical going. But also, we're finding because of the COVID situation that a lot of us are doing this online. So we're doing the rosary, which is absolutely essential in this life. You know, and we should try to, if we can, get all four of the different mysteries in. But using the Flame of Love, which we're just asking for, what the Father talked about earlier, we're asking for that energy or that power that Mary has in her heart from Jesus himself, that she would actually get permission from God the Father to empower all of her children who are docile to her on this earth to gain that, to gain extra protection and sanctity and, you know, blinding Satan, which is a big part of it, and bringing their families back into the fold, because that's one of the biggest problems, is that families quit being places of prayer. That's why we have all the problems that we have. If the families were places of prayer, Satan would have no entry. So the rosaries are essential. There's a number of parishes, like I said, that are doing the Flame of Love. Certainly join the online, cenacles. There's one, and there's also an international cenacle, which is on there. It has the rosary four times a day, which 6 a.m., noon, 6 p.m., and at midnight. And it's very powerful, and it's the way you can help your own prayer life, and you can do it really whenever you choose. But you certainly want to try to keep it as a regular part of your regimen. You know, keeping the rosary primary, and secondly, we'll do all the help we can. You know, Lori Brown, who's the state director, and myself, will do everything we can. And our information is on the website.
And I also want to mention that there is a book, Flame of Love book, that you can also get that has a lot of the prayers in it. It has just kind of the whole history of the movement and really it talks about signal grace and how we can blind Satan through various prayers that God has given us through Mary to really deal with the time that we're living in right now. Father, I want to move back to you, and I want to ask you a little bit about how can people recognize or what are common ways that the enemy, Satan, tries to attack us or trip us up that you've noticed in your time as an exorcist and in all the years of ministry that you've been involved in?
Wow. Well, there's so much here to cover.
There is.
But yes. How do we begin? First, I would say we have to be careful of anything like witchcraft games. On top of that is the Ouija board. That I find that many times when I work with people, including teenagers who are possessed, it all began with a Ouija board or another satanic-type game. So always stay away from anything satanic, even on the Internet, even satanic Internet games, because it becomes an open door to the evil spirit. But then I should mention this in the very next breath, is be very careful of all electronic media, especially the television. I mean, HBO is actually a holy terror. Mm-hmm. That much of on television simply is not good for the soul. And, you know, many of the people who even write and produce these various shows and sitcoms and commercials, many of them are godless people. We love them. We pray for their conversion. But many of them never go to church. They do not honor Jesus Christ as Lord. In other words, they have an agenda that comes from another place. It's not coming from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And they're always pushing the breakdown of the family and sexual immorality. Now, the next thing is to be careful of pornography. Pornography is an open door to hell. And it's a huge problem today, which is why God is sending us the Flame of Love, and why we believe and hope and pray that Jesus and his mother will intervene definitively in the life of the world soon, as they have prophesied. But we need to stay away from pornography of any, even what they call soft pornography, anything at all, stay away from all of that. So these are very common ways. How can you know if the devil's attacking you? I want to mention this both as an exorcist, but also as a counselor. I do an awful lot of spiritual direction and inner healing and counseling,
mm-hmm.
which is actually, in a certain sense, even more important than exorcism, even mm-hmm. more important. And what I notice is this. If you find in your life that you find yourself becoming depressed or sad or grouchy, complaining all the time, these are sure signs to a trained spiritual director that there's another influence in your life. And I'm not saying you're possessed. Most people are not possessed. But the devil can influence us in many different ways, especially through this culture we are in now. Our American culture now is depraved. And it leads in the wrong directions constantly, including rioting and hatred and unforgiveness and vengeance. None of these things are godly. All of these things are rather hellish. And so we need to be very careful of the influences in our lives, including the people we hang with, as the teenagers would say. Who do you hang with? Be careful. If there's anything in your life that's making you depressed or sad or grouchy or complaining, you need to change something, because that will grow like a snowball real fast and get big within a week and make you miserable day and night, and you'll make the rest of your family and your coworkers miserable as well. And so be alert to that. Why? Because God is the God of joy. And one saint said that joy is the surest sign of the presence of God. So we want to begin cultivating joy. We have to cultivate joy in our lives directly. And I don't mean indirectly. I believe that every teenager, every man, and every woman should pray to God every day, God, yes, son, give me joy today. I need joy. So be careful of any doorway or window that increases within you or I sadness or depression or grouchiness or complaining. Close those windows, close those doors, and surround yourself with Jesus, with Mary, and with holy and chaste love.
And people may have to get off social media too, because there's a lot of grouchiness on social media. Now you can get a lot of good on social media too, you know, depending on who you're following and who your friends are. But you know, there's a lot of grouchiness out there too. So that's just a tip from me. You know, that would go along the same vein.
I know you're right. I don't use it, but my siblings do, and they've told me a few horror stories just the last 3 weeks. So it might be better to get off of most of it. You know. Have Facebook with Jesus. You know, look at the statue of Mary. Have FaceTime with Mother Mary. That's really who we need to be interacting with, Jesus and Mary, and with those who love the Lord. Choose your friends wisely in this day and age. Choose your friends wisely. And I would ask God directly, Lord, who do you want me to spend time with? Let God choose your friendships.
So how do we invite Mary into our hearts? How do we invite Mary into our homes and into our lives, and the Holy Spirit and God the Father and Jesus? How do we get them really into our life and into our homes? Father?
Thank you. It's a beautiful question. And our fellow guest David is a good example. I admire David because he's a layman, but like myself, he's in love with God and he's in love with Our Lady. And David has a beautiful statue of Our Lady, the Virgin Mary, on his desk. And so I want to say two things right off the bat. Keep images of Mary in your house. This is what Mother Angelica once said. She said that when the angels in heaven gaze upon the Virgin Mary in heaven, they gasp with wonder and with awe. They gasp. I believe that Mary takes God's breath away when he looks at her. It takes his breath away because she's so beautiful. And what's happened to our culture today is our culture has become uglified. Our music, our architecture, our statues are basically ugly. And that's part of, I believe, Satan's trap. Surround yourselves with beauty. And the most beautiful thing in all of creation, God's Mona Lisa, is the Virgin Mary. Find the most beautiful statue of Mary or picture and buy 5 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Put one in every room or give one to all your relatives. But Mary, you might say, is a reflection of the beauty of God. Just looking at Mary, you fall in love with her. And secondly, you have to keep that rosary in your hand. the rosary is actually, it's not only it's a whip that whips the devil out of your house, but it's also a stairway. It's a ladder that leads to heaven. And Our Lady has promised, even renewed her promises in our time, that there's a new efficacy given to the rosary. The rosary today, she said, can stop wars and actually produce first-class miracles in your home. I've been in so many homes today of all different cultures, by the way, Hispanic cultures, Caucasian, black families I've been with. Do you know that they smell roses in their house when there are no flowers in the house? Because they're all praying the rosary. That's called a signal grace. But I would say keep the rosary in your hand and pray it, because if you're not a saint now, you will be later if you say your rosary every day. The rosary will fill your house with the aroma of heaven in every way.
We are just about out of time. David, just give us real quick the date again, and then we'll have Father give us a blessing before we close. Give us the date and the information.
Thank you, Bridget. Again, you know, the date we're looking at here is the Queenship of Mary, August 22nd and 23rd, over at St. Anne Catholic Church in Southwest Indiana. Again, you can look at the website at flameoflove-indiana.com.
And Father, if you could give our audience a blessing.
Yes, let me say this little prayer first. This is a consecration, it's three lines, and St. Louis de Montfort recommended this. Would you say this, Bridget and David, after me? This is more or less a blessing. Would you say this after me? I am all thine, Lord Jesus.
I am all thine, Lord Jesus.
And all that I have is thine.
And all that, I have is thine.
Through the Immaculate Heart of Mary.
Through the Immaculate Heart of Mary.
That's a winner. That was written by St. Louis de Montfort and recommended by St. John Paul the Great. In the name of Jesus and Mary, I pronounce joy over every listener to this program. I disperse the powers of darkness and sadness over you. In the name of Jesus and Mary and Joseph, I proclaim peace and joy and victory over you. May everyone who hears these words fall in love with God and one day enter heaven. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, God bless Indiana. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father Blount.
Thank you so much.
Yes, Father Blount and David Proctor, thanks so much for being our guests here on Faith in Action. We'll see you out there at St. Anne's August 22nd and 23rd. God bless.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.